Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul, and we have our friend Anna here, our favorite Anna.
The best Anna. Well, except for Anna DeMira. Thanks, Carrie. You can find me at Kazi Hooch on Twitter, where I'm sometimes naughty, sometimes nice.
Sometimes both. Facebook, our page is Diva Days for Lives. And I have, if you want to friend me, it's for the show only. It's not my personal one, but you can find me under Carrie Messner. But it's just, they're just better. Just go into Diva Days for Lives on the Facebook. You can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes. And that way you don't miss a show because it'll automatically be uploaded to your iTunes. So, not much happened this week, huh, on Dave?
Yeah, it was really a slow news week on Days of Our Lives, huh? I actually watched everything this I watched the whole week today, basically. And I'm, like, so depressed now. I mean, I already knew what was going to happen, you know, based on everything. But it's like, after watching it, I'm even more depressed.
It just made no sense. It completely came out of left field. And it's, yeah. The editing seems really choppy.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the Friday episode where they actually had to put a disclaimer on the screen that it was the next morning.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've never seen that before. That is really weird.
Yeah, usually we wonder because they wear the same clothes for like a week and a half and it's the same day. Or sometimes it's very obvious that something's happened but it didn't make sense or whatever. But this time... Mm-hmm. I wonder if they did that because the murder happened the night before, and so they were kind of making the point that, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It still wasn't well executed, the whole transition to Andre's dead, and we all need to come up with an alibi the next morning. It was just not a good transition. It seemed choppy, and... Nothing was good about it. You know, the writing wasn't good. The acting wasn't that great.
I have a theory on the next morning thing. Somebody like had a lot of fun with the subtitles when Gabby and Andre were speaking Spanish day before or earlier that day. And so they just said, hey, what the heck? While we're still on here, we'll just put the next morning. I don't know. It's kind of a lame idea, but, you know, you never know. People can be easily entertained. What can I say? But, yeah, it's almost like they did it suddenly, like they hadn't planned to do this, and then all of a sudden, here it is, you know? I don't like it. I've liked everything lately. I mean, I've honestly been involved with every story. I like even characters I used to not like. I even like them. And I know. And I've actually been watching. I haven't been, like, fast-forwarding like I used to back in the day. I've been, like, watching scenes because, like, nobody really, like, repulses me or anything. Or, you know, even if they're not characters or pairings that I, like, love, I still find something sort of interesting. I mean, even if it's Brady's bare chest. I mean, even if it's that, you know. But it's like, you know.
Well, that's definitely not repulsive.
I mean? No. I mean, like, even if I weren't into, like, even Brady, I'm like, there's the payoff of, you know, chess scene. So, you know, it's like, so I guess what I'm saying is I feel like it's been really well balanced. And like, the writing has been so good that I've really been drawn in on pretty much every story. And it surprises me, actually, because there were some characters 6 months ago I was like, didn't give a crap about. So that part is great. But then for this to come out of the blue like that, you know, it's like, it just left me pissed.
Well, I thought that KO kind of deserved better. Number one, I don't think his character should have been cut off again. But number two, you did not give him any good material on his way out,
right,
other than he finally got an "I love you" out of Kate. Yeah,
yes.
That was the only thing that was really any good. It was he got "I love you" out of Kate. That everything. I mean, usually when they kill off one of Teo's characters, he gets a pretty good write off. That like he's got some good acting involved and. Yeah, like when Marlena was drugging him and he was trying to tell people with his eyes that she killed him, you know, or being mauled by a tiger or the quicksand or, you know, usually the Andre deaths are pretty epic and memorable.
Yeah.
And this one's like, oh, he got whacked on the back of the head and he's lying there dead on the floor. I mean, it was just like, you know, you didn't get to see him. You didn't see him get murdered. You know, you didn't
right.
see the look in his eyes when he was realizing he was getting killed off. I mean, like, nothing. It just, oh, one minute
right.
he's arguing with
Gabby. I mean,
Gabby
and like, a 20,
or,
and like yeah. you know, usually there's sort of a lead up to, like, a whodunit. Like, over the weeks before, there's a build up to why somebody would want to, and only... And, of course, she would like to see him dead, I'm sure. So I'm sure they brought her in, like, if nothing else, for a red herring, unless she's the one that did it. But, you know, it's like that one, okay, maybe you could see 2 days earlier. But the thing with Gabby, like, where she's like, I can kill him. I'm like, you might want to be careful since you already have a history of that. Not to say that out loud, but,
yeah.
you know, she was so – but that was such a twisted – So, I mean, it was a good scene with him and Gabby, but it was like dingoes and tension. But but it was like that came out of the blue at the last minute. All of a sudden, okay, Vivian and what's his name, Steph No, we have been, you know, plotting for months with him. And then all of a sudden, all he's supposed to do is cancel her employment contract and still – you know, Gabby Sheik from her, why couldn't, I mean, that was his sole purpose at that point? That seems so stupid. Like, anybody, Stefan could have fired her. Vivian
could
have fired her. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's like, and then the minute he does, and the minute Vivian gets the text, all of a sudden he's of no use to her. Well, why, that didn't make sense either. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like... I don't know. I'm just pissed about the whole thing and how it was written and how they finally, Kate and Andre finally profess their love for each other this week, and then he ends up dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm going to bring Marianne on here.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Marianne?
Oh, hello.
Hey
Hi.
There. You driving?
Hi. Yeah.
Let me give you some advice. Make sure your tags have not expired. If you see any lights in the back, go ahead and pull over. Don't lead a slow speed chase like I did live on the TV months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, just qualifying.
There's nobody around. It's like 10 o'clock
okay.
at night, and there's nobody shopping. Why we're open till 10? I don't know, but you know, nobody around. Right now.
Okay.
So,
All right. Well, anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what you. I just came in, so I wasn't sure. I heard you say something about Andre. So go ahead.
Well, we were just talking about. Well, Carrie, you want to kind of rehash what?
I was saying I thought the whole Andre murder was choppy. It was badly edited. I didn't understand the transition from the last night till they had to make a point to tell everybody else the next morning seem awkward. And basically there was no build up. It's basically no one was mad at him until like that very episode. So
right.
It
yeah.
really didn't make any sense.
I don't know. Do you think something yeah. maybe was written or something and it was changed?
But I guess you'd
really
that's
can't. What
I just
I
yeah.
kind of feel like it was. Because the, and the other thing is like I lost my train of thought. It was like Carrie was saying, like, you know, I was pissed at the end, even though I knew it was going to happen. I watched it today, and I was just at the end of it, I was just pissed and sad. But you know, Carrie is right about it being choppy and everything. And it's like, you know how they even had the thing about, she made the comment about the next morning label that they put on, or the subtitle or whatever they put on the screen. You know,
yeah.
like when to show so that he must have been killed the night before or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. It almost reminds me, okay, the only other theory I have on the choppiness part is, did they do that so that even the cast didn't know who actually killed him? Like kind of like back old J.R. Ewing style where they shot all these different endings and even the cast supposedly didn't know which one of them shot him?
Could be.
I don't know,
though.
I mean, because there was nobody in the scenes.
But they filmed this last summer. So the entire
yeah,
cast knows
September.
By now who
yeah.
killed. Yeah, you expect them. Oh, actually, no, it was like July. So there's no,
oh,
you know,
okay.
there's no way in, yeah, see, there's no way in hell they did, you know.
No, I don't
they
know.
Taped several, yeah, to keep it a secret, because obviously you can't keep something a secret that everybody knows about 6 months later.
Yeah, I guess.
You know.
The thing so far they're keeping a secret is who killed him, but
yeah.
I saw out there a lot of people were upset because they spoiled that Andre, you know, was getting murdered, like, I think about a week or so before it happened.
Yeah.
A lot
I
of
hate
people were
that.
Upset about that. Well, somebody said,
that
well, thanks
really
a lot.
That was stupid.
For, like,
yeah,
you
that
know.
Was really stupid.
Yeah.
Was
yeah, yeah. And the rumor yeah. was out for a couple weeks, but then Days put out the promo that he was getting killed off, what, on last Friday? I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, I don't understand that. Why? Or you could say that someone's going to get killed and just leave it at
mm-hmm.
that. But instead, mm-hmm. it was who killed Andre, and it's like really. And the whole thing with Anna had one scene with him, and he
yeah.
actually apologized to her and said he was sorry that he messed with Anna and Tony's wife. And he actually seemed
that he had
fear about it.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he had changed, you know.
So
yeah.
she actually.
And then, yeah, yeah. And
they took away her motive.
Took away her, yeah.
Not really, because she... Well, they're still yeah. portraying her as kind of crazy, though,
she's
because
the
of
most
the ashes.
Honest, probably. But because I don't know... She's probably the most obvious, because did you see a spoiler out there, too? That I think the urn is found in the office or something? But I'm thinking that's coming up later. I read that somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, I assume the urn was the murder weapon. He got whacked with it.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought about that.
So now you know, come on, that's so obvious. So it can't be Anna.
Right.
That's who the first suspect
that's
is.
That's why I think that's why I think it's a red herring.
Yeah. And they put out there, Days put out there, the most hated man in Salem. I'm there since when?
That's not true. That's
I
not
know
true.
That's not true. Yeah, that came out. Where did that come from all of a sudden? Everybody.
No.
Know, yeah, nobody seemed to have any problem with Andre at all. So I don't
mm-mm.
know. That just for the blue. I mean, it's just like
yeah.
another way
so,
to say, how can we screw Teo this time? Okay, let's kill him again.
Well,
oh,
or
gosh,
like
we
they use him for ratings boosts and stuff, which, okay, fine. But, like, at least have a plan to bring him back as Tony or something, you know?
Yeah.
This sucks.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm hoping for, because there's a little bit of that foreshadowing with Anna and talking about Tony and getting that letter.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. working in the background. And I've certainly seen people out there saying it was Tony that killed Andre.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Which would be cool. Which
to be totally awesome.
That would be
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's easier to bring back somebody that's been gone a long time than somebody that just was, you know, disposed of, you know, as far as fresh in people's memory kind of thing. But, I mean, I don't care which form it's in. I just would love for them to bring him back, you know.
I mean, most people just want him back. They don't care if he's Andre or
Tom.
Okay.
The number of times he's been killed off and come back between his two characters, obviously the fans just want him back. They don't really care how they do it, how crazy the idea is. I mean, come on, Andre jumped off a hospital roof and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, we bought all that because we love him, you know. I mean, we want to see him on screen.
Right. And
you think so, too, that maybe this was the reason they got rid of him. They brought on Stefan, I can't remember his name. Is it Teller Christopher or something? I can't remember the actor's name. The guy from they just brought him. Basically, they just – it was out with the old, it was the new. They just wanted
younger
Damara. Why do we need him?
Well, here's what I'm wondering. Okay, think about this. He had Tyler Christopher had been in, from what I recall, I don't know all the details, of course, but from what I recall, he had been in extended, contentious renegotiations with General Hospital that went south.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if all of a sudden the rewrites came in because he suddenly became available. I don't know. That's just a theory.
Well,
but,
and Ron has
a
history with him, so, you know what I mean?
What's that?
So, and Ron has a history with him. So.
Well, but then again, I mean, Ron also is a big fan of doppelgangers, and I mean, he's the ultimate Teo plays the ultimate doppelganger. I mean, if you're a fan of Days of Our Lives for any length of time, you know, he's sort of like the epitome of that, you know? So, I mean, he kind of set the standard, as far as I'm concerned, for dual characters, you know?
And so, if you want to bring back Tony, fine, bring back Tony, but don't kill Andre. Have them both on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have Tony back to claim his, you know, and instead of bringing back Tyler Christopher as Stefan and creating a new character, bring back Tony instead.
Yeah, yeah.
Challenge. Yeah.
And they could still do that. They could bring Tony back a few months down the road or whatever, you know. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just still so pissed off about it. I mean, I'm trying to have faith that because the writing has been so good, I'm trying to have faith that they'll somehow make it work down the road. But, of course, we have no guarantees of that, nor do we have any other than fan rumors, you know. We don't have any, like, inkling of that actually happening. So, I don't know. It just really, And, you know, and the thing of it is, I think they're really going to realize that he's the glue for a lot of the show because he's, you know, character like that. I'm trying to think, legendary character like that. That, you know, he's kind of like Stefano, the real Stefano. Like, you know, there's just like a huge gap when he's not there. And so I just think, and why did they have to freaking skip generations or whatever BS? Because I mean, Stefano was on the show till Joe was like 90. I mean, come on. It's not like it almost, you know, I'm getting kind of pissed off because it's almost like it was ageist or something. And, I mean, our wonderful Joe Mascolo was on until he was in his, you know, late 80s or even 90. And it's like he still commanded still carried the mantle of the Damara, you know, dynasty. And he was every bit as vibrant. And so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but. I don't know. I'll shut up.
Yeah, they screwed up everything after Stefano died. They really messed with the Damara family. Chad is not the head of the family. He never should have been the head of the family. Actually, the past few months, I found Chad nothing but effing annoying. All he does is bitch.
I agree.
And moan.
I agree.
He's unbelievably judgmental towards everybody and acts like his shit doesn't stink. Other than complaining, oh, he has to have sex with his wife, whom he has no chemistry with at all whatsoever. So there's absolutely no chemistry at all between Marcy Miller and Billy Flynn. I don't care how many googly eyes they make at each other and all the kissing and all the sex scenes they're having.
What do you think?
They're not interested.
No.
Yeah, sorry, let me finish my thought about the Demirers in general.
Uh-huh.
So you had Chad, who's acting like, you know, he's the man with Demira, is a kid who's never been raised a Demira. Didn't even know he was a Demira till what, he was 20 or something. I mean, the original recipe, Chad, was what, he went to rehab in high school. He got his girlfriend pregnant and didn't even know he got her pregnant until after the baby died, which he didn't even know it was his. So he's not too smart that he couldn't do math to figure out, hey, last time I had sex with her, you know, 9 months later she had a baby. He wasn't even smart enough to figure that out. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, he's a Demira, because his mom, who was a judge, used to be a call girl with Stefano, which with the internet these days, there's no way in hell that would have been kept a secret for a woman to make it as a judge with that type of background. And then his father just abandoned him. He realized he wasn't the father. So, I mean, so having that, someone with that little history to be head of Demira, someone who has, what, maybe 1 year's worth of college, and he's smarter than Kate and Andre combined, even though Kate's been heading her own companies now for, what, since the early 90s, you know, or even earlier than that. She's been a businesswoman pretty much, yeah, I guess it's probably the early 90s. And he's supposed to be smarter than her, which I thought was very kind of demeaning and sexist. And Andre, who has been a Demira his entire life, he was believed to be, Seth was believed to be his uncle, and who been involved with Demira by impersonating Tony or just by being himself since the mid-80s. And, you know, and he's supposed to take a back seat to Chad, who's, you know, young enough to be a son. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. And I thought, you know, Andre kind of took it too well when, you know, Chad was, you know, power tripping all the time and being a jerk. But and then to me, bringing in the Stefan character, who is just an absolutely disgusting human being. I mean, every time you hear him hitting on one of the girls on the show, you're thinking of Harvey Weinstein. Mm-hmm. It's like,
I know, and what's really interesting, think about
they
this,
covered
though.
That
what's
subject
really interesting
on there.
About that is that this was all taped before the Harvey Weinstein
stuff
broke in October.
Sure.
Yeah, because
that
broke in like October in the last 3 months of the year. That's all we talked about. But this was taped back in August, July, August. So, and was even written even sooner. So, kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's
But yeah, he's kind of
coming
a pig.
Off,
yeah, because
it
kind of
pig.
Went over that. Mm-hmm.
And then trying to make Abigail
we...
jealous by hitting on Gabby. Oh my gosh.
Okay, what do you think about the chemistry between Stefan and Abby? Do you see the chemistry there more so than Chad and no?
Not really. Just that she's feisty with him, but I don't really
feisty. Yeah.
I don't see him playing. I mean, I liked Tyler Christopher on General Hospital, so I'm not against him. I'm not liking the way things have been written and set up and how.
Right. And Andre,
you know,
I agree
that.
With Carrie. Andre should have been in charge from the get-go and not Chad.
Right.
And you can understand why he did what he did. And you can still like him. He's still rootable. He made him, he redeemed him,
he
gave him a heart.
Yeah,
but you can still root for him for what he did.
Yes.
You know, you can understand why he did
it. And I fully believe if they hadn't cut this story short or did whatever crap they did to do this, that he would have been vindicated in the end for having come up with this plan to save Demira Enterprises, and that then, you know, Vivian and this poser would have been left on the cutting room floor at some point, you know? So I just, I don't know. Yeah, not too happy.
Here's what I would have liked to have seen. Like, Kate, he finally told Kate that he loved her, which I love those scenes. He just turned around and said, I love you, Kate.
I know.
Oh, the way he said it, I just like, oh, my God. I just melted.
Like,
I know.
Like,
oh, my.
God. And then it's just like she starts to say it, and he's like, no. You know, I'm
not. Yeah, no.
And
you don't have
like,
to say anything. I just wanted you to know.
Later in the week when she tells him.
And then
like,
she tells him. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then
like
right there in that moment.
I feel like we were robbed because they spoiled
when
he was going to be killed. And then it's like we couldn't even enjoy that all week because we knew it was coming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, and then so then we see him say, oh, I have to tell you something. So we never actually saw the scenes where he never saw her reaction, never saw what he said to her. We see the next morning where she's sitting there crying when Chad walks in the room. And I'm thinking,
and it makes it look like maybe they killed
Maybe
they had a big fight, maybe a big blow up. Everybody,
and
maybe,
it could be like Kate could be a suspect. Right.
Yeah.
But here's what I like to have seen is Andre telling Kate what he did and having Kate and him get together to try to bring down Stefan and Vivian and say, he did this to gain power. I want you on my side. I did it initially against you. I went against you. But he had a bigger plan.
But he fell in love.
Still saved
America. Plus,
and
he fell
then
in
he,
love
right, and tell him. I right. They could have done this story so much differently.
So much better.
If they would.
So much better.
They just,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, so much better.
And we're supposed to fall in love with Stefan being like God's gift to, thinking he's God's gift to women. Oh,
yeah, he's kind of disgusting. Okay. And I like how they did cover that whole sexual harassment stuff. Is it what is and what isn't? And
and it's so
like
weird
that.
Because
it's
that came way before the all the controversy that came out. You know, so it's like they were actually ahead of the curveball on that.
And how did you like when he said, what, are you upset because I didn't sexually harass you?
Right. But see, like, I like that Abigail's feisty with him, but I don't really see chemistry right now. I don't really see chemistry, but I think they're trying to create chemistry, but I don't really see it. I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, because he's supposed to be the one that, you know, that's what they brought him in for, basically, was to get between Chad and Abigail. That's kind of the the thing.
I have to say, too, by them taking Andre out of this, just having this come down to a war between Chad and Stefan is just unbelievably boring. Chad is not smart enough to go against Stefan. Now, if he had Andre on his side, Andre on his side, who has no problem killing people, then it is a little bit more of an evenly match. But considering Chad has never even won a physical fight with another man on this show. I seriously doubt he
could
match with.
He probably never had a paper route before he became
Any little Chad?
Samira,
keep your shirt on, Chad, especially when you're around Stefan.
Well,
just keep your shirt on.
Here's the thing. It's like, it's just like, you're right. It's like, who do we even care when? Like, okay, at this point,
I don't care who wins at this point.
All out and, you know, like, who cares? Where it would have been so much more interesting if Andre had turned the table on Vivian and Stefan. I mean, because I kept thinking, they're writing him to be disloyal to his family. They're writing him to be stupid because does he really think that Vivian's going to choose him over her son? I mean, come on.
Right.
You know, and so that was stupid. And so I was just like, Andre's not stupid, you know? So it just is pissing me off right now. I mean, I'm trying to think of positive things. Like, okay, maybe months down the road, he comes back as Tony, and then that creates a whole new thing, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, he's still going to be on, but in visions and dreams of Abigail. Yeah. Because Abigail walks in, of course, that's how it ended. She walks in and finds him.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
I don't know. So that's, he's still going to be on for a while. So I don't know what's the, or who knows, maybe they'll bring Gondre back from the dead yet again. Who knows?
Oh, that's,
I don't know how many. It's, I don't know how many times it was Andre, because I get confused. I have to go back and really think about it. How many times it was Andre when he was killed, and then how many times was it Tony when he was killed or brought back? So, yeah. How many times was he Andre? I think he was Andre more than Tony, actually.
They could, yeah, they could actually be, they could have even made it so that they're faking his death. I would even buy that.
True. That's,
cause, I
that's
mean, how
another
many times,
angle.
Even though Rolf has killed himself, I mean, if we can believe that Rolf brought Will back to life, and you know the phoenix always rises. So and seems like the, you know, Andre would as well. Andre or Tony would as well. So I just they have to be coming up with some idea to do this, because this just is just. I mean, like I said, I don't even give two flips about Dimir now. I mean, Kate needs to take Gabby, and they need to go do the IPO and like. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm just, like, disgusted, the whole thing.
Well, now they're bringing somebody new
hey
in
guys.
For Kate, too.
Yeah.
No. And it's like, I'm just like, why would they even, I don't know, the whole thing has pissed me off this week. I'm just like, just pissed off.
I know.
And I'm trying to be positive.
Ladies.
Me being positive.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Ladies, I have Sherry on. Sherry wants to talk.
Oh, hey, great. Hey.
Oh,
Sherry.
Oh, hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey. I just called in just to bitch because I'm mad about what they did to Treo.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
You
yeah.
Agree.
I know.
Why did they destroy something that was like one of the best things on the show, if not the best?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Them together in their scenes, and oh yeah, they could have brought that story and made them
God.
In charge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they could have overtook the Mara even from Gabby and Chad too, not just Stefan and Vivian.
And
I mean,
you
they
know
could
what?
Have.
Yeah, they could
yeah.
have even had a scene where all of a sudden it becomes obvious to the audience that Kate was in it with Andre, and there was this
right.
double play going on. I mean, they could have done
and she knew
so
it all
many
along.
Things. Yeah,
you know. She was in on it all along. Yeah, see, that's
it
so
just,
much better.
I just feel like it's just ageism. And I mean, they bring,
it is.
It's not Tyler Christopher's fault that they, you
no,
know, kill
no.
off Andre
no,
and fault. Then bring in this young, you know, and then, of course, I can already see the writing on the wall. It's every day. It's Abby, Chad, and Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Condre?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's a real spark. I mean, that's
yeah.
like watching.
And they
Abby
were popular,
like,
and like
right.
they just
yeah.
don't listen
oh,
to the band. I know they
right.
were very popular.
Right.
Even a day, you know, even a day of days, they were popular. You know,
even my mom, who doesn't really follow the show at all, but she was. I was watching a son, and she came in. And she was with me, and she came in and was watching a son, and she knows who Teo is and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I'm watching the last episode. I mean, he's like gonna get killed off. She's like. They're killing him off? I mean, like, she like, doesn't even know, like, she doesn't even know all the stories, but she's, like, shocked, you know? And it's like, what? Like, why would you do that, you know? Because she knows enough about the Demiros, you know? Oh.
I don't even know what to say.
It's pretty,
pretty disgusting.
Well, Sherry, were you listening earlier where, like, Carrie was talking about how choppy the whole thing was?
It was terrible. I mean,
yeah,
it
came
almost
on.
Like they
it
hurried
didn't
up.
Flow.
There was no flow. It just, one minute,
it was almost
you know.
Like,
it,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it.
It was almost
I
like they were able
really...
to get Tyler Christopher. And again, not making him out to be the bad guy. He's, just,
no.
he's an actor.
Right.
His career, like you said, it's no, we're nothing against him.
Yeah.
But it's why did they make these choices and then poorly execute them when, no pun intended, because up till now, I've been exceedingly pleased with the new writing team. I mean, I've been liking almost
every
story.
Oh, I have
story.
No complaints about Ron's
yeah.
writing except this. Except this.
Yeah.
You know, he's the flow of everything else. Every story
yeah.
keeps me interested. but why they chose to do this, I don't understand. Like, why they chose to, because that character has developed. And Teo developed him, redeemed him,
really
made him rootable,
hard.
Gave him layers,
yes.
gave him, yes. yes. Yeah, created a different kind of Andre than he used to play,
yeah.
like with the crazy Riley Andre.
It almost merged Tony and Andre to kind of like the best of both worlds,
yes.
you know?
Kind of right, a little bit of both, yeah. Yeah, and
yeah.
actually,
but
I've
I mean,
grown to like,
tell, like
Andre better than Tony. I always liked Tony,
yeah, and I never
but somehow I like
when I first heard he was coming back.
Andre
I wanted
better.
It to be Tony, and I was so happy when I mean, and then of course I was thrilled to have him back no matter what. And then it's like as I've watched the progression of the character and what he's done with him, what the writing's done, and what he's done with the writing. It's just been so, like, amazing. He has such a warm relationship with Abigail, and he loves his brother, and, you know, Chad, and you know, all this stuff. And it's just so sad.
Yeah, it's just frustrating and disappointing and just, yeah. And I'm seeing, I don't know if anybody, a lot of Twitter, there's a lot of support and a lot of outrage. And I keep telling people,
oh, yeah.
write the magazines, write the studio, keep complaining. About it and tell him you want him back, and whether it's back as Andre or back as Tony, you know.
Sherry, were you listening when I was mentioning about how weird it was that once Tony or once Andre was done firing Gabby, well, that triggered, you know, Vivian to say, you know, well, you know, we don't need him anymore now. Like anybody could have fired her or pulled that, you know? It was just so stupid. I mean, I know that they realize that now, you know, Chad and John Black are on their tail and that they're starting to figure things out. So I could see her saying, well, you know, we don't want to get caught with all that. But it's like all of a sudden, you know, she's in a scene with Stefan and it's like, okay, well, I'm good. I got the message that, you know, that he has fired Gabby. So now he's outworn his usefulness or whatever. It's like, what?
I thought it was very choppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't flow. There was no flow.
And the Chloe Chloe leaving all
I'm
of a sudden. That was the other thing. That was the other thing, not that that ties in with Andre, but the other thing that was choppy is, you know, Lucas, oh, which that was wonderful. We could talk about that later. But
yes.
but Lucas shows up to take Chloe on an ice skating, you know, date in the morning, and she suddenly got this job in Vienna as a star of an opera for 2 months. Like, where did that come from? She owns a business. She's just been investing in a business and working there every day, and it's like all of a sudden they're sending her character off. What the heck? I mean, not that I know that that's the same as Andre, but I'm just saying, like, it's almost like...
Isn't that for her to have the baby? I think that's
is
the
she,
time.
Oh, is she pregnant? Oh, is she pregnant?
That's what
again?
That's for.
Yeah,
yeah, sure, she had the baby, but of course, at that time, she was pregnant. That's when they were filming that.
Oh, so she had a second one.
Yes.
Because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize she was pregnant with her second one. Okay.
Yeah, I remember she showed us the baby at that day of day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she had it live
dreaming
on in her crib.
I knew
yeah.
she had had one the year before. I just didn't realize she had a second one. Okay.
Yeah, she had
that
a second one.
Sense.
Yeah. So that's what that is, and that's kind of how they explained that.
Okay.
But still,
well,
it came. They, she never was talking about the, you know, that this.
No.
Right. Out of the blue.
Right. So it was all of a sudden like, oh, okay.
But didn't Lucas look great? Speaking of Lucas again, didn't he look great?
Oh,
he did. Sherry, did you love those scenes with Lucas and Kate when she went to rehab?
Always.
Yes, and Lucas
always.
And Kate. Yeah.
Like,
Am I the only one who kind of thought it was out of character though that Lucas was okay with the Kate Andre relationship? That just didn't scream Lucas to me. Lucas would have lectured her. Kate does have a history of.
But I think they were trying to show that he's been.
Yeah, even Lucas was for that.
He goes, I'm not going to stand here and lecture you, but are you really happy? You know, and she said, yes. And so then he was like, okay, then I, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I just hope his mother will do the same next time, whoever he gets with. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Kate
changed a little, too.
Kate and Audrey are so much a better couple than Chad and Abby. But
yeah.
It's
oh, they are.
The show,
that,
yeah, but the show kind of is making Chad and Abby the face of the show. I can't watch Chad and Abby every day. I can't do
no,
it.
No, I can't either. Me neither.
It's not, they're not interesting. And, you know, Chad being jealous of Stefan and then Abby working with Stefan while he's being a sexist pig. I don't find any of that interesting. At least with Kate and Audrey, you kind of didn't know what they were going to do. You know, if they were going to turn on each other or they're going to love each other. And they're two strong characters on their own. And putting them together, they could have been, you know, a force of nature.
Right.
You know,
and they
could have
been.
A power couple, exactly. And they slowly build up that relationship, too, the way it should have been until it finally got to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And
believable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing with – this is funny, but I only like Chad when he's around Sunny and Will. That's when you see Billy kind of, you know, coming out a little bit. Like, he's always trying to kiss a Chandler Massey or a Frey Smith, just to, you know, just to goad them a little bit. So I think to me that's more like the playful Chad that I enjoy, not this one who's constantly bitching and moaning and being judgmental all the time. Like, he just, he seems so much better when he's out of the Demir storyline than when he's the focus of him. Like you said, Chen versus Stefan is absolutely not interesting at all whatsoever. And I couldn't care less.
And he was always good with Andre. They were always good.
I have a feeling that's all we're
going to
see, though. That's all we're going to get, I bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why should we care about Stefan? And why should
we
like, why should we automatically hate him already? He's only been on the show, 2 weeks? Like, it's just, you know. I don't know. I mean, he's not EJ either. I don't know if they're trying to make him like an American version of EJ or not.
Another EJ, I don't know.
But even EJ, if you remember in the beginning, he was charming and seductive, but you never got that he was a menace. You know what I mean? Like, he was, you know, he was dropping his towel in front of Sammy, and that's, you know, that's how you kind of introduced EJ. He was kind of playful and fun, and he was a race car driver and all that. And this Stefan, he's just, you know, a bull in a china shop. And, you know, if he really wanted Abby, instead of sexually harassing her and being a jerk, he should have been trying to be more of a nice guy. I think that would have worked better.
Especially with Abby.
Well, yeah, with Abby, I don't think she'd be interested in jerks. But I'm going to grab Jen. She's on, too, so I make sure we have enough time with everybody. If I can get Blog Talk Radio to cooperate with me tonight. Hold on, Jen. Here we go. Here's Jen.
Hey, Jen.
How's it going?
Hi, Jen.
It's been better.
I know. Watching that today, I was so mad.
So what were your thoughts? Do you agree with kind of what we said, or with Kate and Andre?
It's like they decided to kill him at the last minute.
Yeah.
Kind of like it was something rewritten or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many other characters I'd rather see killed off.
Oh, yes.
And I like Tyler Christopher a lot, but they really got to change this character. I can't deal with him.
Yeah. Whether they'll try to redeem him later, I don't know, or how long he'll be on. Like, for a while, I guess, right? Is he under contract?
I thought he was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I have to say, I enjoy Vivian back. I just, she's been wonderful.
I never did.
You never liked Vivian? Oh.
No.
I did. I like her. Now, if she would have come back without him, I could have, you know. I liked her.
did 100 characters. Okay. I got his feedback.
And all the references to being buried alive. She says, why do you always keep bringing that up?
Yeah.
It's like that. Yeah.
It's like,
and I saw they did make the reference to John being her nephew.
Yeah, for
didn't they say something about even though our
genealogy
storyline, but our family, our genealogy was scrubbed or whatever. Our genealogy was. I thought, wow, that's
changed.
Like that's like what
yeah.
we all were thinking. You know what? Another thing.
But I've enjoyed her.
Sherry, are you still on?
Oh yeah, I like the part too when she was making fun of John's father's name.
Yeah,
like they were. Yes, that was hilarious too because that was the stupidest rewrite.
Yeah,
was that?
Yep.
That the John parents.
Dumb, that
was horrible. That was so bad.
Well, and I
they should just kept them
Kate
in Alamein or Brady.
Earlier in the week, when Kate was bitching to Andre about Vivian. And he was like, I really had no idea how much you hated her. And I'm like, whoa. And she
yeah.
was like, yeah, I spent 9 months. She crashed my plane, and I spent 9 months on
yes.
a fishing ship chopping fish. And the only thing that made that okay was every time I chopped the head of a fish off, I thought of her or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they have a long history, those two, yeah. You know, the whole Philip and, yeah, still in Philip and everything, yeah. Yeah. Good. No. So what else?
Yeah. I felt so bad for Roman this week.
Roman. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing killed the romantic moment than, hey, do you have a silver polish so I can polish the urn?
Yeah, oh, Anna and her urn with Tony, yeah. And then how he tried to get Marlena
to have
a session. And she figured it out. She says, hey, just wait a gosh darn minute, she said.
Yeah, then he got dumped.
Yeah, she says, well, this isn't going to work out now. So, boy, poor Roman, that didn't last very long.
No.
So, I see Carrie's coming back.
She is?
Christy Clark.
Yeah, I
saw that. Mm-hmm. Christy Clark.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know how long Anna will be on, but I don't know if she'll have scenes with her or not.
I hope so.
Yeah, she's only on for a month. Leanne's only on for a month, and Christy's only on a couple times or something.
Aw. Mm-hmm. I want Christy back full time. They need more Bradys.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. What else? We've been doing Andre.
To get him back.
Oh, how about getting him back? Oh, I would write letters and I don't know. If I could, I'd go out and protest in front of NBC like they did with Peter Hall.
I would love
to do that. Oh, yeah.
1982.
Yeah, they
I remember
did that.
That.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're taping so far ahead, it's kind of hard to, you know?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like it's already done. Mm-hmm. I don't know how...
That's the bad thing is if when they write something and it doesn't, it's not working out, they really can't change it. It's hard to
I know.
It. Yeah.
But I can just see the writing on the wall. It's, you know, and again, it's not the actor's fault, but this, it's like, I hope they just don't like every day start going on and on about this or, you know, showing Abby and Chad and Stefan every day because I'm already tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, there's no chemistry.
Nope.
No.
And I know they have fans, you know, I'm not, everybody likes their own fandom or whatever, but, or characters,
right.
But to have to watch that every, you know, I thought it was more balanced know the show, but it seems like since Stefan came on, it's that every day.
I agree.
I'm sick of it already.
That's usually what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they bring you.
I don't know how we can. I mean, I watch a show every day, no matter what. You know, I tape it, mm-hmm. but I'm already getting. I can tell it's just going to get more and more mm-hmm. ridiculous because, I mean, it's just starting and it's every day now. So I don't see an end in sight.
Yeah. I just hope Ron has a bigger plan with
yeah.
that. If there's more to it than what we know. So.
I know. And it's just.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even. I just. I'm still speechless. I can't believe they just did this.
Yeah.
I know. Well, it's like deja vu. You know, Groundhog Day. It's like again. He gets. And I'm thinking, how many different ways has he been killed? He had a spike through his chest.
I know.
Hit over the head.
Wood,
I think he gets hit over the head.
Wood.
Chunk of wood. Yeah. And then one time Tony walks off, he gets kidnapped. Like, and well, oh, and then that was Andre, which he shoots himself with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That was Andre, yeah.
That was a great scene, though.
That was a great scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they also got me and Theo this week.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot to mention that because
raise
of hands of who was pissed that Kate and Andre didn't get to say goodbye.
Yes. They
missed I hope
that.
Hope should have said goodbye, too.
That was
Hope should have
off.
Been there.
That
who?
Was cruel.
Crap.
Hope practically was like a
yeah.
second mom to Theo his entire life. I mean, Theo
but
was
I mean,
oh,
the
yeah.
way,
Hope,
and the way
you know.
They just left, Kate told Abe she was on there. We're on their way. It was like he deliberately made sure Theo didn't get
yeah.
to see them goodbye.
He did.
Goodbye.
That he is.
That
you know,
just
I understand
pissed me
that
off.
Abe. That was his son. You know, I understand that. But
he's still
the way. I'm getting to where I don't care for him that much anymore.
Well, I understand Abe's anger at Kate.
Yeah. Didn't he forgive her, though?
Too,
I thought he kind of, they kind of made amends, I thought,
yeah.
at one point. I don't know. Yeah.
Not
that's
really.
Just sloppy writing there. That's just kind of, I think. Or they didn't have the time. Something. Or something was cut or something. I don't know. That's another thing that didn't make sense.
My thing was, he couldn't prosecute her, but he wasn't happy about it.
Right.
True.
Well,
yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
For the benefit of
he
his
wanted
son,
to protect Theo.
So,
that's the only
I mean,
reason.
But the thing of it is, Theo loves Kate and Andre, so
yeah.
it wasn't fair to Theo.
Right. And he kept telling his dad, you know, it wasn't. He wasn't that.
Yeah.
He wasn't even that upset with Kate. You know, he did. He felt he was doing it to help her and to help the family.
Mm.
Theo did, so I don't know, but yeah. Yeah, sad to see him go. You know, I thought he was very good, Theo.
I thought he was really good. I don't understand that
mm-hmm.
one. Unless
he
wanted to go.
I don't
think he wanted to go, did he? I don't,
I don't
think so. I don't know what happened.
I don't know,
but I just love him as Theo.
Mm-hmm.
It just really ticks me off, too.
Yeah, what do you guys think about Lonnie's pregnancy?
I don't know.
I'm into that story.
Don't care.
I think they've done a really good job of that.
Yeah,
yeah
I did, about
eggs.
How it's back, how they all find out,
well,
you know.
Well,
DJ
yeah.
and over here.
And then the thing that's kind of interesting, I thought when he said, I want to take you somewhere, just, you know, let me just take you somewhere, I knew he was going to go to the Horton Town Square.
Yep.
And I thought, well, the kids are Horton either way. So.
Yep.
Yeah. And how Valerie told Eli, you know, I mean, Eli told
yeah.
Valerie what
yeah.
happened.
Yeah.
And then Valerie
oh,
overhears.
Valerie's,
did you see the
Valerie's
look on her face?
Out, Valerie's getting
yeah.
out the receipt. She's going to figure it out.
Yes.
She's, And then it's like, does she tell Abe? Does she call Lonnie on it? Or, you know.
I think I
like,
read
yikes.
That Valerie, or who finds out? Somebody, I can't remember. I just read a spoiler. Now I can't remember what. But I think the writing for that storyline is what why I can tolerate it, where in the past,
yeah,
with the other writers, I couldn't have
mm-hmm.
stood
I agree.
But
I agree because I didn't like the kid. I thought Lonnie was really boring and everything, and I just thought this story was really good.
I think I mean, I've done the writing.
Yeah, she's.
I'm starting
to like her now. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think they didn't do her justice before. You know.
Right.
But I'm getting to where I'm like resenting the show again now because of what happened. Well, you know, with Andre being gone. I just feel like they
should. Yeah, I've liked everything else but that.
Me
so
too.
That's, you know,
me too.
Biggest. So.
Even like the Jennifer, like Eric. I don't know. They're kind of boring sometimes. But I kind of.
She went
like,
on that date.
Yeah.
I kind of like them
like
though.
That.
Yeah.
And Jennifer used to have some funk, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s. Yeah. Jennifer, you know, she had a backbone. She was funky.
Uh huh.
I
thought it
was
pretty hilarious that she was torturing Eric.
I know. I liked it too.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
how do you like that new doctor?
Think they screwed
the
up.
Doctor she's dating.
I think he's hot. He's hot.
Yeah.
Really? I still
not
want
you
Eric.
No, Eric Brady, please. Oh, my.
I thought
no.
He was cute. Oh, I thought he was hot. I thought he was pretty hot. I mean, I was
yeah,
still
okay.
waiting for her and Eric to get together, but I thought it
yeah.
was pretty darn funny. And I loved how Roman was
yep.
giving him a hard time. He's like, oh,
uh-huh.
wow, he's a doctor. He's wow,
mm-hmm.
he's really good looking. He goes, yeah, you're right. You don't really have a chance.
Oh,
that was great. I loved,
thanks, Dad.
I loved
yeah.
Roman. He's like, thanks, Dad. Like,
yeah.
tease about this, you know. But then, you know, I'm just uh-huh. thinking Greg Vaughn is like, oh, my gosh, he's so good looking. But it's like I just felt so bad for Eric that, you know, here he's you know, the girl he's falling in love with again is, like, on a date and he has to, like, serve them, you know. It's like, oh.
Well, what do you guys think about the John? Did you hear about, like, Steve
oh, yeah.
his vision? Starting
about
Steve,
what?
John's poisoning Steve.
John's poisoning
Wait,
Steve.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, it's just a bigger thing. I don't know why.
John
it's like some
Black
kind of mission
what?
Or yeah.
Wait, John
he's poisoning
Black is
Steve.
Poisoning? Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I don't
know
where
know
that's
that.
Going.
I think
How
Vivian.
Did, where was
him.
That revealed that he was? That it, so it's not been revealed on the show yet, right?
No.
I read
no.
that.
We just
oh
know that Steve has blurry vision and something is wrong with him, but we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've read that it's John that's doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's being blackmailed.
John is?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're threatening Marlena.
Oh, okay.
They're threatening Marlena. Somebody. Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody trying
okay.
to get back at Steve. Somebody trying to get at
Got
Steve
it.
Through John.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, and what did
yeah.
you guys think of, what was the deal with the letter that Anna found in her bag?
I don't know.
Like, that was weird.
It says, Dear Anna. It's a letter from Tony,
yeah.
maybe. I don't know. That's what
know.
A lot of people are thinking. Yeah.
Did you see the difference?
And then there was
between...
somebody in the background looking, watching
yes.
her.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the difference
Ladies,
between
the show's
going to
Andre
before
them.
And after?
It could be something totally different, but that's what people were saying.
The difference
saying.
Of what? What was that? The
oh,
difference
the
of
way
what?
Andre was, and like he totally, like it was a different person. Like when he,
yeah.
Like when he was with Tate, and then like we said, it just like did this like
uh-huh.
choppy turn of events, and then all of a sudden it's like it wasn't even him anymore. So maybe there is a twist. Like maybe
mm-hmm.
it's, I don't know.
I don't know. Just have to wait and see, hopefully.
And I don't think they did a very well, good job,
big...
like, with how, like, at the very end, it just was all
no.
crap.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not cool. Hmm. Well.
I don't know. How about Brady and Eve? What do you think?
Hmm.
Is Brady going to be... Brady's going to lose out on this deal again.
Yep.
They're playing each other, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And Teresa's coming back, so there you go for another triangle.
Again, that character, I mean, it's not her fault, but the Teresa thing, it got monotonous, too. I think they just show stuff too much. Like, there was no balance before, and I do think they've done a great job this time with more balance. But I do, like, the Stefan thing, that's the thing that's bothering me right now. I think we're just going to get that shoved down our throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. And, like, the Teresa thing, I don't know. I mean, I can just see Brady and Eve involved, and then here comes Teresa walking in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm still waiting for Eve and Lucas. I want to see them together.
Eve and Lucas? Oh, wow.
See, that doesn't appeal to me at all. I don't know why, but
that will drive Kate nuts.
Well, that's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like Chloe and Lucas, though. I do.
I like them.
They're cute.
I didn't before, but I do now.
Yeah. Same. Because I think they're writing... Again, it's the writing.
It's the writing, because they have a friendship, and they're kind of flirty, but it's not like, the writing back when they put those two together was awful.
Yeah. I do have a question. Why on earth would Gabby side with Kate? After all her and Nicole went through to try to get Kate out of their old company.
That's true.
I don't know.
Gabby,
that was a bond.
Because I think Kate helped her a lot, I think.
Yeah, they have like a bond. You know,
they do.
Like Kate has taken Gabby under her wing, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Chad and Kate. I do like that.
The Chad
like
and
Audrey
Kate dynamic
Kate
as well.
Kind of
yeah.
took them under their wings and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So that's
probably
why.
Yeah.
Quick.
But I just think they messed up big time.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
So now we have to deal with the.
And what did you? Here was another thing that was kind of fun, and different. Okay, so what was the deal with? So Gabby goes off in Spanish, and Andre responds to her in Spanish.
In Spanish. Mm-hmm.
That was like, okay, should we figure out, does Andre know Spanish or does Tony know Spanish? Or, who, you know, I'm like, so you're going, is there some clue there somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm stretching here, but I'm just like, I don't know. I loved it, but I just was like, I thought it was
I love their scenes together. Boy, she was giving it right back to him. He was going head to head.
I think they tweeted each other, didn't they?
They tweeted about that.
They did.
But that was me.
He said about how much he hated it because he really liked her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she tweeted him back. Yeah, something about those were hard because she's such a to be like that. Yeah. And then she tweeted him back something I can't find exactly what she said.
It's kind of an anticlimactic.
It's been a big letdown, you know, because I really thought.
It is. Yeah.
Andre had really emerged as a likable character, you know, and I thought, of course, him and Kate, they had a lot of chemistry.
Yeah. And
it's
even
like
though he did what he did, they could have fixed it and made it right. You know.
Yes.
You know, she's done stuff too. She's not innocent either. So they complimented each
other. When they started
their
relationship, they weren't in love, and now they are. And he had already been dealing with Vivian behind the scenes. So as his relationship with Kate evolved, he was already stuck in that plot. So he could have found a way to. Yeah,
right,
I mean,
because
so
he did all
ways,
that before he
fell
for Kate.
There are so many ways that story could have been rerouted and made so much better. Oh, my gosh. This is really the first thing where I thought, because with all the prior writing regimes, I always thought, remember the keywords missed opportunities? There were all these missed opportunities? this is the first time it, with the new writing team, that I felt like this
they
is a
missed
huge
the boat on
missed
this
opportunity. Yeah.
I wonder if Ron's, of course, writers would never admit that because their egos are so. But anyway, I wonder if he's regretting what he did or what, seeing that, like, this, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He did it to him on General Hospital, too.
What's that, Jen?
He did it to him on General Hospital, too. He killed him off.
Yep.
Yeah, he killed him off. He got him on there.
Yep.
Big. It was a big to-do, the ratings, you know, and then, boom, we don't need you anymore. You know, I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Guys, we need to wrap this up.
I think I only had said it for an hour. I think. Yeah.
We got a couple of hashtags that people can use if they're listening. I've been doing the hashtag Damira's Never Die, and we've also got.
Bring back Teo.
Andre. You know, anything like that.
Or hashtag Tony, or I put Tony is alive or something like that. I've already done that.
Yeah.
Tony is alive or whatever. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I know we need to get going. Carrie, thanks for doing the board for us.
Okay, thanks for everyone.
Thanks for calling in, everybody.
Okay,
have a discussion.
Have a good one.
Take care. Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.